CU cross country races to the top. Via the Daily Camera, Colorado cross country has done it again. On Saturday, November 2nd, the Buffaloes hosted the Pac-12 Cross Country Championships for the first time since 2002 and represented their home turf justly by coming out swinging or sprinting, rather. The weather was just right for running on Saturday, with cool temperatures and very little wind as thousands of fans poured onto Coal Creek Golf Course in Louisville to cheer on the racers. Among the audience were many of the CU alumni who contributed in the past to establish Colorado as one of the premier running programs in the nation. Olympians, NCAA champions, and even world champion runner Jenny Simpson were all among the crowd rooting on their fellow Buffs. In response to the star-studded audience, runner Blake Theroux, a junior, commented that it was a lot of pressure. According to the Daily Camera, judging by the results of this race, the Buffaloes were quite well under pressure. Just last month, following their performance at the NCAA Pre-National Invitational, the Colorado men's team established themselves as the nation's top-rated cross-country program for the first time in over a decade. Saturday's race earned them their third Pac-12 title in a row and only served to confirm that position. On Saturday, the men's team placed 5 runners in the top 9 and scored 28 points, which is the best score yet of their past 3 conference titles. CU's toughest competition in the Pac-12 conference came from the University of Oregon, though the Ducks and their fancy Nike footwear were forced to settle for second place in this race. Stanford took third. Blake Theroux led the men's team. He finished the 8-kilometer race in third place overall with a lightning-fast time of 24:47. To put that in perspective, I can barely make it across campus to my classes in that amount of time. Theroux's teammates were not far behind. Connor Winter, Ben Sarrell, Pierce Murphy and Mr. Mousa all finished within 28 seconds of him. The CU women also fared quite well. Going into Saturday's race, they were ranked 16th in the country and 4th in their conference. After Saturday's stellar performance, they've jumped up to 10th place in the country and 2nd in the Pac-12. The women's team took 2nd in Saturday's competition and were a mere 6 points away from upsetting top-ranked University of Arizona. Shelia Kipp was the top woman runner for CU, finishing in 8th place overall. "I am so proud of our team today," said Kipp. According to the Denver Post, 2nd to now, 1-ranked Arizona, within 6 points of them, we had a lot of girls step up and really give it their all. The crowd was great. It was so loud. Via the Daily Camera, runners on both the men's and women's teams mentioned the significance of running at home to a cheering crowd of community supporters. According to the Denver Post, Theroux commented that Saturday's race was more important than NCAA's, maybe, winning at home in front of this crowd. "It means the world." Up next for the Buffaloes is the Mountain Region Championships, which will take place in Ogden, Utah on November 15. From there, the top 2 teams will move on to the NCAA Championships held in Terre Haute, Indiana on November 23. Let's go Buffs! Via the Denver Post.